Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Friday, March 8th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. State of the Union. Bills passing. Miami cracking down. And Iron Mike is back. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, President Biden's State of the Union last night said the state of our union is strong and getting stronger. Democratic women wore white in support of abortion. The rebuttal was from Alabama Senator Katie Britt, the youngest Republican women senator ever. She's 42. She delivered it from her kitchen table. She said, right now, the American dream has turned into a nightmare for so many families. What my husband and I saw was the performance of a permanent politician who has actually been in office for longer than I've even been alive. Before the State of the Union, a House panel unanimously approved a bill that would ban TikTok. This is such an interesting thing if this actually happens, because you listen to talk radio, so you know the danger of TikTok. You know it's a Chinese government spying app and propaganda app meant to manipulate the minds of its users, especially kids. There's no question it's a weapon of war that's used by 180 million Americans. But most people have no idea what TikTok really is. So if Congress bans TikTok, which Trump wanted to do when he was in office, prepare for a huge backlash for most of the people in the country who have no idea why anyone would dream of doing such a thing. The House also passed the Laken Riley Act. 37 Democrats joined in on that. It would require federal authorities to detain illegal aliens if they are charged with theft. The illegal alien who murdered Laken Riley was arrested twice while in America, most recently for shoplifting just October of last year. Miami Beach cracking down on spring break. There will only be three entrances to the beach. They will close at 6 p.m. Coolers, tents, tables, all that not allowed. No loud music is allowed. No alcohol, no cigarettes. Parking lots over the weekend are closed. Towing fees are doubled to $516. Anyone running an illegal Airbnb is fined $5,000 a day. Boxing legend Mike Tyson getting back in the ring. He'll be facing Jake Paul, and it's happening at AT&T Stadium. Jake Paul's a former YouTuber. He's been boxing since 2018. He's beaten people in the ring. His only fight to an active professional wrestler was Tommy Fury, and Paul lost in a split decision. Now he'll be going up against one of the greatest boxers of all time, albeit Mike Tyson is now 57. But I saw a video of him training. Unbelievable shape that Tyson's in right now. 30 years older than Paul. We'll see. This will be interesting. The fight is going to be on Netflix on July 20th. I'm Mike Slater for the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, so here's what I don't understand. President Biden is obviously having a very hard time governing. but millions of Americans do not seem to mind. If the country voted tomorrow for president, Mr. Biden would get more than 50 million votes. He would lose with that, but 50 million is a lot, as Donald Trump might say. And it is the specter of another Trump presidency that is Biden's strongest asset. Joe is not Don. But think about it for a moment. What kind of leader creates a disaster like the open border? Who does that? Even Warren Harding didn't do anything that foolhardy, and Warren was a dunce. And what kind of leader slaps onerous regulations on the fuel industry in the name of global warming, failing to understand that higher energy costs would ignite inflation, which is exactly what happened? Who does that? Not Herbert Hoover, as bad as he was with the Great Depression. He didn't start it. And what kind of a leader calls the Afghan withdrawal a complete success? Jimmy Carter didn't even come close to doing that, and his foreign policy was brutal. So for all you Biden voters, a simple request, please think about what the deuce you are doing. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Bruce. The reason the GOP is not getting donations is because they don't deserve them. Republican caucus in the House barely votes as a block. They kept the incompetent GOP chairman in after the 2020 debacle. Okay? Victor, the left is totally insane and blinded by hatred. Hey, it's hard to, I know, it's hard. Michael Overhaas, Wellsville, Missouri. I watched the No Spin News religiously tell everyone that O'Reilly is the best source for truthful information. One of your news segments, you mentioned Mexico is a narco state, and you could not understand how parents could allow their kids to go down there on spring break. Well, I'll have an answer. Parents are not in control. I've been working in the juvenile industry for 2 decades. The amount of parentless kids in a country should scare people. When I say parentless, I mean they're there physically, but not emotionally for their kids. I believe that. I absolutely believe that. That more derelict parents exist today in the United States than have ever existed before. Selfish, selfish, selfish. Grant and Charlene Weed, Layton, Utah. We are 88 years old, 60 years of being married happily. We've listened to you, Bill, since you started Fox News. We look forward to each No Spin News broadcast. We appreciate the way you present the news and the way you promote good behavior. We have a great history course by reading all of your killing books, and we are now into Killing the Witches. A sad time for the nation's history. Killing the Witches, phenomenally successful book. I get the numbers now. If you haven't read it, you might check it out, BillO'Reilly.com. When you renew your premium and concierge membership, get a free book, any free book. You can get Confronting the Presidents out September 10th, and if you want to pre-order it, we will not bill you until we ship it to you. All right. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 3 years ago, voters in Oregon passed the most liberal drug law in the United States. For the first time, it was legal to possess not just marijuana, but narcotics like heroin, fentanyl, and cocaine. Well, it didn't work out very well. And last week, Oregon lawmakers abandoned the worst social experiment in U.S. history. Here is the story. In the 2020 election, residents in the Beaver State endorsed ballot measure 110. Instead of arresting drug users, police gave them a citation and pamphlets for potential treatment, which were quickly discarded by most addicts. The legislation passed with 58% of the vote in Oregon, and the results have been catastrophic. In total, more than 10,000 citations were issued by authorities. Fewer than 100 addicts turned up for counseling. Lethal overdoses in Oregon went up 250%. Last year, that figure rose to 1,000 Oregonians dead from drugs. State has the highest rate of substance abuse in the nation, but ranks dead last for rehabilitation. The number of motorists arrested for driving while intoxicated is at an all-time high in Oregon. So last Friday, lawmakers in Salem passed a bill to recriminalize hard drugs. The measure makes possession a misdemeanor, punishable by 6 months in prison. It also enables police to confiscate narcotics and crack down on use in public spaces like parks and sidewalks. The law now heads to the desk of Democratic Governor Tina Kotek, who is expected to sign it. And here's something else you might not know. While Oregon moves to bring back some drug restrictions, other places are doubling down on legalization. Sale of marijuana for recreational use is now permitted in 24 states, 3 U.S. territories, and Washington, D.C. According to data from the CDC, 11% of young Americans between the ages of 15 and 30 abuse drugs every day, up from 5% 10 years ago. Back after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.